AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ohio police officer Connor Grubb was indicted on murder and other charges in the shooting of Takiyah Young, a 21-year-old pregnant black woman who was killed after being accused of shoplifting last August. Nadine Young is Takiyah's grandmother.
Seen it on his body cam video. When I seen it and she said her last words, "Are you going to shoot me?" That tore me all the way up. And I could not keep that. That just kept playing over and over in my head. And I knew he was wrong when he did that.
Young was suspected of stealing bottles of alcohol when Grubb and a fellow officer approached the car. The other officer ordered her out. Instead, she rolled forward toward Grubb, who fired a single bullet through her windshield into her chest. The daughter she was expecting 3 months later also died. Ukraine's top military officer says his forces now control more than 350 square miles of Russia's Kursk region.
General Oleksandr Sirsky spoke via video call in a military briefing with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He added that fighting continued on the front line and that everything was under control. Russian forces are still scrambling to respond to the surprise Ukrainian attack after almost a week of fierce fighting.
Congratulations on Kursk.
Thank you very much.
On a visit to Kyiv, U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Lindsey Graham congratulated Zelensky on the military move. In a video address, Zelensky justified the incursion into Russian territory, saying, "It's only fair to destroy Russian terrorists where they are, where they launch their strikes from." Russian President Vladimir Putin said the attack on Russian territory is an attempt by Kyiv to stop Moscow's offensive in the eastern Ukraine's Donbas region and gain leverage in possible future peace talks. More than 100,000 civilians have fled the area since the fighting began. I'm Karen Chemas.
A former Kansas police chief who led a raid last year on a weekly newspaper has been charged with felony obstruction of justice. This is AP News. A Marine from Virginia who died trying to save his crew in a fiery Osprey crash will receive the service's top non-combat medal. Corporal Spencer Collard was on an Osprey aircraft in Australia that crashed last year. He and two other Marines were killed. But Collard's father, Bart, didn't expect to hear this.
"By the way, your son didn't die in the crash."
It turns out Spencer Collard safely escaped the crash.
"We jumped back into a burning aircraft to rescue the pilots. And unfortunately, he was overcome by smoke and flames and wasn't able to make it back out again."
Bart Collard says he heard a song recently that reminds him of his son. The lyrics that stick out are, "The last thing on my mind was to leave you."
"He had no intention of leaving us. I think he thought he could go in there and get the job done. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way."
Spencer Collard will be posthumously awarded the Navy and Marine Corps Medal. Ed Donahue, AP News.